We've received messages from their spaceships. For a while, it came in as just a lot of jumbled noise.
And now, sir?
Well, since they first tried contact with us by radio, we've developed a language computer, a machine that breaks down any language to our own.
What's this all got to do with me?
I think it's about time you heard these recordings. Do you mind?
Mind? I'm anxious.
Good day, kids, and welcome back to another spectacular edition of Cheese Please. I'm the Moondog.
And I'm the Snarf Dude, and we continue to bring you more great cheese in another killer compilation of the crappiest cheese ever recorded.
Wow, you're from the Department of Redundancies Department, aren't you?
Absolutely.
And, of course, you are who?
I'm Snarf Dude.
Hey, you forgot to introduce yourself there. We gotta let everybody know who the perpetrators of this musical crime are every week.
Yeah, so they can send us nasty emails?
Exactly.
Okay.
I like the nasty emails. They're the best ones because they're so funny and surly.
Hey, just a hint. Post on our message board. On our message board.
There's a link to it from the main Cheese Please site. You can't miss it. There's a little sign that flashes saying new.
New. But not improved yet.
It's not that new and it'll never be improved, but hey, it's there.
If you want to trash us, go there.
Yeah, way to put it. Actually, and we're giving people plenty of reason to trash us this week. Lots of craptastic music coming up.
Yeah, the Brady Bunch coming up shortly.
Woo! And in the cutting room floor this week, we've got some of the finest fitness gurus from the last 5 decades.
You're not kidding.
That's going to be interesting. We're going to get you into shape, people.
Yeah, and actually, there's one there of Canadian origin.
Oh, really?
No, our fans in the States and Australia may not be familiar, but let me assure you that this bunch is just as cheesy as other people that are featured in the cutting room floor.
They're superstars in the Great White North, and hopefully with our show behind them, they'll be superstars worldwide, baby. And also in our celebrity slip-up, there's going to be a star of sitcoms and bad Aaron Spelling shows.
And 1-800-COLLECT commercials.
Woo, so you know it's going to be good. But we're kicking it off with a little Alanis Morissette done lounge style.
Isn't that scary?
That is scary.
Yeah. Right here on Cheese Please.
Does she speak eloquently? And would she have your baby? I'm sure she'd make a really excellent mother. 'Cause the love that you gave to Renee wasn't able to make it enough for you to be open wide. No. And every time you speak her name, does she know? And you told me you hold me until you died. Till you died, but you're still alive. And I'm here to remind you of the mess you left when you went away. It's not fair to deny me of the cross I bear that you give to me. You ought to know. You seem very well. Things look peaceful. I'm not quite as well. I thought you should know. Did you forget about me, Mr. Duplicity? I hate to bug you in the middle of dinner. It was a slap in the face, how quickly I was replaced. And are you thinking of me when you...
Edward!
'Cause the joke that you laid in the bed, that was me. And I'm not gonna fade as soon as you close your eyes. And you know it. And every time I scratch my nails down someone else's back, I hope you feel it. Well, can you feel it? And I'm here to remind you of the mess you left when you went away. It's not fair to deny me
of the cross I bear that you gave to me. You ought to know. Cause the joke that you made in the bed, that was me, and I'm not gonna fade as soon as you close your eyes. And you know it. And every time I scratch my nose down someone else's back, I hope you feel it. Well, can you feel it? And I'm here to remind you of the mess you left when you went away. It's not fair to deny me of the cross I bear that you gave to me. You ought to know. And I'm here to remind you of the mess you left when you went away. It's not fair to deny me of the cross I bear that you gave to me. You ought to know.
Now then, some cheese, please, my good man.
Certainly, sir.
Now there is a man-sized bite.
Cheese, please.
Thank you.
I think this is the day I'm about to die, Moondog.
I think when the Brady Bunch recorded that, it was definitely the day the music died. Can you imagine, you know, back and whenever that was recorded in the early 70s, being the studio musicians behind that? I mean, that was a beautiful orchestration. You were saying that, you know.
Yeah.
And it couldn't have been very gratifying for the studio musicians to lay down that great music bed and then know that the Brady Bunch was going to come in and lay their vocal style. Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
and
man.
You know, we can be thankful for one thing. It wasn't the long version that they recorded.
I feel like calling up or emailing Don McLean and asking his opinion on that.
Oh, man. That's even worse than the version Madonna did of that. Because remember, she did a pretty brutal remake of American Pie as well.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's a matter of opinion whether or not. You got to admit, though, I mean, Madonna is a lot better than that.
I don't know. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. This one makes the Madonna one sound brilliant. You know?
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't a big fan of Madonna's, but Madonna can actually sing.
Oh, yeah. And you could dance to hers, at least.
Starf Dude here.
And the Moondog.
And speaking of remakes, I don't know if this is totally a remake or not. This guy's from Brazil, Edson Cordeiro. Uh-huh. And I found this on a record company sampler that I couldn't believe this.
Oh, no.
This will make Mick Jagger turn in his grave if he was dead, although he's probably has one foot in the ground anyway.
Yeah.
With all those drugs. Arena de Noat?
Note?
Note, okay.
That sounds Spanish to me.
/ I can't get no satisfaction, so it's a bit of a medley here.
Oh, great. And I've been looking forward to this one.
Yeah, exactly. We'll give it a spin right here on Cheese, Please. Okay, Moondog, since I heard it before and you haven't.
Well, let me just say that rock and roll and opera definitely don't mix. I believe that's from an Italian opera.
Okay.
In the pit here, we're uncultured swine. We don't know much about classical music or opera. We do know about rock and roll.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that one of our listeners can probably inform us of the origin of the opera track there. I'm sure it's very famous in that. I know nothing about opera. So
neither do I.
I'm putting it out there. Neither of us do, but obviously... that this Edson Cordero thought it would work. And
yeah.
Woo!
Yeah, Edson Cordero from Brazil.
Yeah.
And good thing he's probably down there.
I hope that was done with a sense of humor. That could not have been done seriously.
I have no idea, other than the title and the artist, what the scoop was behind that.
You know, if you were high and listening to that, I bet you saw God.
That's
terrible. It's just... Woo! Definitely no satisfaction going on there.
Star Food here.
And the Moondog.
And coming up on the cutting room floor...
Yes?
I can talk. It's terrible.
We're going to get into shape.
Yeah, okay.
I wanna develop that six-pack abs, you know?
I will never come anywhere near that.
No?
Because it takes effort, you see.
Oh, that's right.
Exercise is effort.
Yes, sorry. But we are going to get physical coming up in the cutting room floor.
Yeah, but right now, we'll be right back.